Cosette Boyd, for someone who's never heard of the ULM Older Worker Program, how would you explain it?
Our program provides free employment services for our eligible people, 55 and older. Those services also are free to the employer who hires our eligible people.
Because the funding actually comes not from the employer, but from another source.
Yes. The United States Department of Labor, through the National Council on the Aging, funds our program that serves in 11 Louisiana parishes. We always pride ourselves in praising the older worker because of our experience, our maturity, and hopefully sound judgment in each case when it applies to seeking employment. So we like for the world to know about the older worker opportunity with the Senior Community Service Employment Project that we shortened to SCSEP, better known as ULM Older Worker Program.
Although it has a background in volunteerism, it's really as much about training as anything else.
It is indeed, because the community service aspect of our program means that we assigned our people at public or nonprofit work sites, such as the university, the health units, the councils on the aging, the driver's license, the other nonprofit or public entities. These people obtain work skills in various occupations on our payroll while performing the community services at each of these authorized agencies that we serve. These skills prepare our seniors to enter or re-enter the workforce.
Many of these workers have a vast amount of experience in another field.
Indeed so. We have all type of applicants. Some even have master's degrees. We've even had PhDs. We've had medical doctors. These people have become a low-income status for various reasons. Those people are skilled. But also we have people who are undereducated or underemployed or those type situations. We may have spouses who have lost a husband or wife who have actually never been in the workforce. These assignments at public work sites enables them to get work skills being assigned at those agencies. Therefore, this gives them the confidence and the training levels to enter or re-enter the workforce.
And talk a little bit about some of the benefits to employers with having an older worker at their site.
Well, we constantly receive calls from employers requesting a mature worker. There are many, many occupations that still rely on the long-term experience that our mature citizens have obtained. We like to pride ourselves in saying that this gives a stability in many cases, because we know that all employers serve the vast cross age group of our society today. So we encourage employers to reach out to the seniors and allow them an opportunity to become a part of their staff.
But if you look at what an employer gains of having someone with life skills, with life experience, helping at a work site.
Being an older worker myself, I like to think that these seniors add a stability, a voice whereby counseling or mentoring can happen with the other aged group at the particular employment setting. After all, these experiences have provided us advisory skills, more or less. After all, we're grandparents. We have two or three generations that we still mentor to. So we are proud to be a part of the workforce today.
Something that I find fascinating about the program is looking at societally how it encourages valuing that kind of experience and ultimately makes communities stronger.
Yes, we like that feature. That is an encouragement for us to continue seeking employment or to seek volunteering in the communities. We know that the baby boomers are here. We know that our life expectancy continues to soar. So we're hopeful that the older worker will be here to stay, especially in the image of the workforce presently.
So what would you say to someone who's hearing about this for the first time, either potentially an older worker or an employer?
My goodness, if you have not heard of the Senior Community Service Employment in your area, we certainly encourage you to get in touch with us. The University of Louisiana Monroe sponsors our sub-grant annually and has done so for more than 30 years. The Older Worker Program has been in existence since 1965, authorized by Congress through the Older Americans Act. So this is a permanent funding source that we hope will be available for years to come.
There is some potential for expanding this Northeast Louisiana sector, the 11 parishes you serve. There's a potential for expansion as well.
Yes, we certainly are hopeful that our program will be allowed to serve more parishes in North Louisiana. That seems like a possibility on the horizon. We're very hopeful that the university will see fit to continue to administer our grant. And if so, it's entirely possible that a competitive bid will be made through the National Council on the Aging, that this program at the university will extend itself through the upper part of North Louisiana, which would actually triple the size of our program presently.
Cosette Boyd is with the Older Worker Program at the University of Louisiana at Monroe Institute of Gerontology. Cosette, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.